If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get some extremely local news now. John Hansen joining us with, among other stories, this gentleman who is going to be running in the marathon, and it's for a very good cause, isn't it, John?
It is. It's his 50th marathon. He's a priest. He's Father Mike Bradley, and 70 years old, running the marathon, and he's got a list that is getting very long of people he's going to be praying for attached to his arm along the way.
Wow.
And it's for a it's a cool story. People submitting people that they want him to pray for while he's running, which I can't imagine focusing on anything but myself during that time, but he's going to be helping others. And what's cool is he's raising money for a program that provides assistance for older folks in the Edgewater neighborhood. It's St. Gertrude's Heart to Heart Ministry, and they do a lot of great stuff. And they're also going to be doing a fun run at the same time, not 26 miles, in kind of like moral support in the Edgewater community, so people can join that run, raise money, and then his run that he's doing is also raising money, too. So everyone's
nice.
Going to be running for a good cause this weekend.
That's Father Mike Bradley, and he's 70, huh?
70 years old. 70 years young, excuse me.
This weekend, there is a food hall opening up with entirely plant-based options. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is in the Uptown neighborhood. It is vegan and believed to be the Midwest's largest vegan restaurant. It's going to be huge, and people have been very excited about it in a neighborhood. In the Uptown neighborhood, which continues to see interesting growth and expansion, and people excited about some new food options as well.
And finally, what's new with the Damon silos on South Damon? Are they tearing those down anytime soon?
It looks like not. This has been delayed. And for those that don't know, these are at 2860 South Damon. If you've ever ridden on the river further south than where the tourists normally go, or you can kind of see them from like the Ike and the Dan Ryan, these are turn of the century, not this past one, but the one before that, silos that have been kind of a defining feature of Chicago's past, right? As an industry, blue-collar, working-class city that really provided grain to the rest of the country through the Midwest and the ports here in the Chicago area. And they've been trying to find interesting ways to renovate them and not demolish them. The demolition was slated to happen, but it would have required a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit, which includes this federal review. Shocker that government bureaucracy is slowing this down. But that's to the joy of a lot of preservationists who say they don't want these things torn down, want to keep them up, find something cool to do with them instead.
John Hansen from the Block Club Chicago podcast for more on those stories, and also for the most unsettling places in Chicago, as voted by Block Club readers, and 48 things to do this weekend. Go to blockclubchicago.org. Enjoy your weekend, John.
Happy Friday, Bob.